guys, it's Tactic Cat here. I'm actually going to be doing the Bear It All For Us Proust Questionnaire, GWA style, as my first audio file to be submitted because I am kind of nervous about the whole idea of actually posting things. But all right, I'm just going to get straight into this one. So, number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female, and for sexual orientation, it's kind of fluid because I have been with both. I enjoy being with both. I prefer men, but when push comes to shove, I would gladly have sex with another woman. What gets you turned on? Oh, no. You'd think after having listened to Everdist and Utopia do this one, I would know better than to have done this. What gets you turned on? Well, thanks to GWA, I have learned that subby dudes get me turned on. Guys that like pegging. Didn't think that was a thing for me because I've always been with, like, really dominant kind of asshole-ish men. Girl on girl? Not as much anymore, but that for sure is still kind of one for me. Really rough sex, hair pulling, spanking. I'm kind of a mix between dom and sub, so I like the idea of being taken control of, but I also like the idea of totally taking the control and just fucking somebody up. But I also like neck kisses and role play and... I still like hentai, which is really strange. I don't know. There's a lot of different things. I've got a daddy kink now, which is weird. Didn't think that was going to be a thing. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? The characteristic that defines my sexuality... screaming orgasms? I guess that's it. I can't orgasm quietly. Like, I'm pretty sure that at least every other night, I'm pretty sure my neighbors think that I'm dying at this point because their bedroom window, I live in a house actually, and their bedroom window is like 10 feet from my bedroom window, and these are older houses with, like, no soundproofing, so you could hear everything. All right. What's your favorite sexual act? Oh, depends on the day. As weird as it is, and I'm not trying to... This sounds like total pandering right now, but I actually really enjoy deep throating, and I really enjoy anal. Most of the time, unless I'm like, if I'm really super pent up and stressed out, then it's not good. But I do love anal whenever I'm like really nice and loosey goosey, especially after like a couple glasses of wine or a couple shots, and I'm just like, yeah, let's fuck. but I don't know, getting taken from behind would probably be my favorite at this point, really. What qualities in the lover are the most effective at seducing you? Deep voice, something about more bassy voices, eloquent speaking. I'm saying all the time, but eloquent speaking, like real enunciation of your words, good vocabulary, that kind of stuff. Just, that I have that shirt that says talk nerdy to me, and the moment somebody starts actually getting into something real, I'm just like, okay, the panties are coming off immediately if you don't shut up. What's your idea of good sexual encounter? One where I have been screaming and sweaty by the end of it, and they are just as worn out. Yeah, that's basically it. Like, I consider it a good, like, having been a really good experience. We're both just like, wow, okay, I'm ready to sleep. No more functioning. I'm not going to walk anymore. My legs don't work. What are numbers? What is time? What is my name? That kind of thing. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? My favorite color to wear for sexy, black. Yeah, black. I actually have a Ninja Sex Party shirt that I like to wear, and if you don't know who they are, look them up on YouTube. I like being kind of goofy with it. I'll either do that or I'll wear like a nice dress that's like just short enough that I can just kind of like pull it up a little bit and then just mount. But like a nice dress or straight up comfy, nerdy clothes and preparing myself for feeling sexy. Really, now at this point, it's become listening to GWA and seeing what one of my three favorites have put in new, or going and listening to the library of ones that I already kind of had. I'm not even gonna lie, I have tabs open 24/7 on my phone that are, or bookmarks on my browser on my phone that are for my favorite, my favorite three GWA people. One of them already knows who he is, and the other two I have not actually reached out and talked to, but he just kind of seemed the more inviting one. just to talk to and be not afraid to be the loser that I am with. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. Tom fucking Hardy. Holy Jesus. Okay, saw Rocketorola, fell in love with him there. And then I saw This Means War, and I thought I liked Chris Pine, especially after watching Smoking Aces and seeing him as one of the Tremor brothers. And oh my God, I just, something about him being all like fucking, I mean, that was like Borderlands style craziness there, but I thought I liked him. And then I saw This Means War, and it was him and Tom Hardy next to each other. And oh my God, to this day, Tom Hardy. And then when he was Bane and he was big and evil, and I already am a total DC nerd, but big, beautiful Bane, just oh. And then he can't, Tom Hardy can do no wrong. Ever, ever, ever. So Tom Hardy, let's move on from there because I'm just gonna get totally useless here in a second. Who turns you on the most in your life? Honestly, it's my significant other. I'm not gonna go into too much detail, but been with him for quite a while actually, and yeah, he's gotten. It's still good. I don't know. I'm a sharer whenever it comes to stuff like this. So yeah. What's your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Good girl, baby girl, and slut. I'm not even kidding you. I've got that daddy kink thing now. And there's something about being told good girl when you're doing something sexual that's so gratifying. And it just tells you that, yeah, you're good. What you're doing is good. Who you are is good. Yeah. I've got it totally. I've got like four different voices saying good girl in my head right now, and I'm like, okay. Oh, what sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc. Already don't have a gag reflex. Not exactly sure how that happened. I also have a freakishly long tongue, which could be part of it, because I guess it kind of desensitized me. I did choke on it a couple times as a child. Being super flexible, I've already got that. I don't know, I'm a squirter. Sexual talent. I guess not having my jaw wear out so much whenever I'm giving head. Oh my God. No gag reflex whatsoever. No throat problems, but my jaw hurts within 5 minutes. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if I have a small mouth. I'm a small person. I'm 5'2". I'm not a big person at all. But I feel like I have to unhinge my jaw most of the time. It could also be that I'm also not with poorly endowed individuals most of the time. I guess I've gotten lucky. But I don't know. I just, not having to, sorry, I'm speaking through, you don't even want to know what I'm using to record this right now, so if there's any like rustling sounds, I apologize. Being able to keep my mouth open and wide for long periods of time without it getting worn out, that would be great. How did you find out about GWA and why'd you start posting? Okay, I'm gonna call out one of my Tumblr friends here. Fucking Daxity. Okay, so I'm a huge Markiplier fan. I know, I'm a loser. I may as well be a 13-year-old girl. But I'm in my 20s. Late 20s, actually. Yeah, no. I'm a Markiplier fan, and my friend Daxity decided that she was gonna post an audio file from Bourbon Neat, and it was because he's got a very similar voice to Markiplier, and it's like, oh, imagine Markiplier having recorded this and picture it. So I listened to it and I was like, holy shit. So I went and found the source for it on Soundgasm. And after that, I just kind of backtraced it to GWA, found GWA, started listening, got into a couple more people, started listening way more than I should be, like I'm listening during work. I work by myself right now, so I can listen during work and just kind of like poker face it if somebody walks past me, but I'm like listening to it constantly. And finally, I decided that after listening to Ever Distant Utopia's his Beating the Beast that he just did this week, I was like, you know what? Time to start doing this because I have plans. I have things that I want to do and I'm gonna do them. So yeah, that's how it happened. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Let's see. So I've already done a Okay, I've already done a threesome. I've already done it in the ass. I'd say my dirtiest fantasy would be having sex on stage with somebody or like hitting the emergency stop on an elevator and fucking it out until we get caught. Something like that. Because I've already done it in a car. I have way too much experience in real life, and it's really sad because I feel like I've destroyed myself. But yeah, my dirtiest fantasies would be like fucking somebody on stage at like the Exotic Erotic Expo, or yeah, for some reason I really want to have sex in an elevator. Even though they scare the shit out of me, I desperately want to have sex in an elevator. Oh, or a cemetery. I'm a really fucked up person. I want to have sex in the cemetery. I don't know if I could handle it at night though. I'm kind of superstitious and kind of spiritual, not in a like Christianity kind of way, but I'm a spiritual person, so I'm kind of worried of pissing people off and it carrying over to me. But yeah, something about the darkness of it. I'm a weird, like, nerdy. I'm a nerdy weeboo bitch loser goth chick. There's so many facets to me. I'm a weird person. It just catch me depending on the month. I'm a different person. It's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail. Okay. One of them would be when my parents were out of town and me and my significant other, this was a few years ago, me and my significant other, my parents were out of town and we had sex on the floor in their bedroom, and I wound up just squirting all over the carpet and just kind of left it there, and I kind of felt like a dirty girl, and now I just feel like a piece of shit for it. But yeah. And then I'm fucking weird. I don't know why I'm saying this. Whatever. You don't know my face. I was a cam girl before this, so like the fact that, yeah, other people know about this stuff. And then the other one would be when I was before my significant other now, when I was 19, I believe, I got wasted drunk with a group of friends. It was me, two other girls, and a guy. Didn't have sex with him, had sex with both of them while he had sex with them. So I had a four-way. Yeah, that's what it was. I don't know if that would be considered kinky. I have a whip and restraints that are used regularly in my sex life right now, and I actually self-promotion here. I actually work with a company that sells sex toys, so I'm not shy when it comes to stuff like that. I'm just wondering why I'm spouting this all out to people on the internet and the interwebs. Favorite part of your body and why? This is the last one. And it's the hardest one for me to answer because I hate my body. I hate everything about my body. Even though I'm losing weight It's great. I have okay. I have an hour. I will say I have an hourglass. Like there is an 11-inch difference between my waist and my ass and my boobs. My ass and my boobs are the same measurement. My waist is 11 inches smaller, and no matter how big or little I get, they keep that proportion. So it always looks okay. Like I look decent, but I don't like my body. Most other people seem to. I don't. I'd have to say my hair. And that's such a dumb thing for me to say, but the reason I like my hair so much is because I'm one of those people who has, like, right now I have pink and blue hair. It's pink and it has blue stripes. I've had blue hair, purple hair, green hair. Green is my favorite, but it's like a seafoam emerald green. Yeah, it would either have to be my hair or my lips because I have really big lips. My significant other says that I have DSLs. It would have to be one of those two. If you were to ask him, it would be my ass or my boobs. But for me, it's my hair or my lips because I'm boring and I don't really like much of myself. But yeah, this was interesting. Yeah, I really look forward to continuing with my recordings, and I hope you guys give me feedback on how my voice sounds in this one because apparently it was good in my verifications, but I'm having talked for about almost 17 minutes now. I'm hoping that, you haven't gotten tired of me by now. Yeah. All right. I will guess talk to you guys later. Bye.